You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Maurice Snyder and Echo Butler charged with homicide of Snyder's two young daughters. Police now say Snyder will testify against Butler. Snyder and Butler starved the girls dead, burying them behind Butler's parents' home.
Yeah, it's such a sad story. Snyder gained full custody of the two girls in 2015 due to alleged abuse from their father. Snyder and Butler continued the abuse by significantly reducing the girls' food. By the time of Nicole's death in May 2016, the six-year-old weighed only 10 pounds. Jasmine weighed less than a gallon of milk when she died at the age of four in August 2017.
Snyder and Butler continue to collect more than $70,000 of food stamps and cash assistance for the children. Both women charged with murder and theft by deception. Butler's parents also face third-degree murder, endangerment, and obstruction. Another fatal road rage incident. Therese Harris cuts off another driver and seems to be provoking Jamal Kartikovic by brake-checking him over and over. At an intersection, Kartikovic gets out and walks up to the car, and Harris shoots him.
Witnesses say they could see Harris driving recklessly in front of Kartikovic, and he got out to confront Harris after the 22-year-old threw a bottle that struck Kartikovic's truck. The 45-year-old's young children were in the car with him, and he was not carrying a weapon.
New Hampshire cops have to chase Harris, but now he's behind bars on murder, too. Jaylen Brown shoots an entire magazine at a man sitting in a car, but still doesn't kill him.
That's right. Witnesses describe hearing what they thought was a jackhammer as the shots were fired. Bullets shattered windows in a nearby church and marked other parked cars. The victim was struck three times and drove himself to the hospital when Brown took off in a black Jeep.
Oklahoma cops stopped Brown on the highway, finding a pistol and rifle in his Jeep. He's now charged with shooting with intent to kill. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Rapper Takeoff died from gunshot wounds to the head and torso following a shooting outside a private party at a downtown Houston bowling alley. The autopsy report comes as police are still seeking the public's help in tracking down the person or persons responsible for the rapper's November 1st death. Takeoff's primary cause of death was listed as penetrating gunshot wounds of head and torso into arm, and his manner of death was called homicide. Parkland school shooter Nicholas Cruz formally received a sentence of life without parole after families of his 17 slain victims spent 2 days berating him as evil, a coward, a monster, and a subhuman who deserves a painful death. Our friends at Crime Online.
Cruz, shackled and in a red jail jumpsuit, showed no emotion as Circuit Judge Elizabeth Shearer pronounced one by one 34 consecutive life sentences. One each for the slain and the 17 he wounded during the February 14, 2018 massacre at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in suburban Fort Lauderdale. The judge's voice broke as she read the first sentences, but she gained strength and volume as she moved down the list.
Shearer had no other choice in sentencing. The jury in Cruz's 3-month penalty trial voted 9-3 on October 13th to sentence him to death, but Florida law requires unanimity for that sentence to be imposed. Jojo Morales, a 6-year-old boy with autism, has now been reunited with his mother at a Miami airport. He had been missing for more than 2 months before someone spotted him in Canada. Our friends at CBS Miami captured the moment Morales was reunited with his mom, Leal Concepcion, at Miami International Airport.
Oh, how are you? You okay?
Yeah.
Are you happy?
Hey, there's a lot of people.
Morales's father, Jorge Gabriel Morales, and his grandmother, Lilian Pena Morales, were arrested by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police after someone spotted Jojo at a Walmart in New Brunswick. Washington, D.C. police have announced that a 17-year-old boy has been arrested in relation to the August shooting of Washington Commanders rookie running back Brian Robinson Jr. Metropolitan Police Department Chief Robert Conti said the young man had been charged with assault with intent to rob while armed. Since the suspect was a juvenile, Conti would not provide his name or any details of his legal history. 23-year-old Robinson was shot twice in the right leg August 28th near a lively strip of clubs, bars, and restaurants along H Street in Northeast Washington. A Connecticut man linked to sexual assaults of four women in 1984 by information on a genealogy database has been convicted of all eight kidnapping charges against him. Our friends at Crime Online.
A state jury in Hartford took less than an hour of deliberations to unanimously convict Michael Sharp after a five-day trial. He faces 25 to 100 years in prison when he is sentenced on January 9th. 71-year-old Sharp, who had been free on a promise to appear in court, was detained after the verdicts because a judge set a new bond at $2.5 million.
At least two of the victims were in the courtroom and wept after the verdicts were announced.
Popular TikToker Katie Sigman posts a video of herself hitting a golf ball into the Grand Canyon. Grand Canyon law enforcement posts a still from the video caption, "Do we really need to say don't do this?" National Park Services charged the 20-year-old with creating hazardous conditions, littering, and throwing objects. Each one carries a $1,000 fine. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.